We gather together to give thanks on this Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcast. Thanks for music, music lovers, and for composers who express their love of home. You're about to hear Jiří Bělojávek make his Heinz Hall debut with the music he's conducted most over his extensive career, Má vlast, My Fatherland. It's a cycle of six tone poems inspired by the land and lore of his native Bohemia. Concertgoers often hear the second of the six, the Moldau, named for the famous river which runs through Prague. However, hearing all six pieces of Má vlast is much more rare. It's one of the great ironies in 19th century music that Bedřich Smetana thought of the first melody for My Country at the same time he lost his hearing. He had Beethoven's perseverance as a model for his struggle, but it wasn't easy. In a letter to his publisher in 1874, Smetana described the opening music of Má vlast, Vyšehrad, which is the name of the sheer rock precipice that stands above the Moldau and the ancient fortress that surmounts its pinnacle. Vyšehrad is said to be the seat of the earliest Bohemian princes. It's also a burial ground and the final resting place for Bedřich Smetana today. Jiří Bělojávek told me how challenging the complete score of Má vlast is for the players.
It is enormously difficult for the orchestra. The piece doesn't feel like that. When you are listening to this, it sounds like naturally, simply evolving music, which it is. But in the structure and in the demands for the individual player, it's really hard piece. And the big, only the length of this makes it, and the fact that actually all instruments are engaged the whole time. There are no gaps for getting small rests. It's really really one of the most demanding pieces from the Czech repertoire.
Jiří Bělojávek, who's about to make his Heinz Hall debut with the Pittsburgh Symphony, conducting Má vlast by Bedřich Smetana. Running about 70 minutes in length, Má vlast begins with Vyšehrad, followed by the Moldau, then the tale of a woman who rebelled at being ruled by men, Šárka. You'll hear from Bohemia's woods and meadows, and two more Czech places, Tábor and Blanik. Here is Jiří Bělojávek to conduct My Homeland, Má vlast by Bedřich Smetana with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.
ending where it began with the final tone poem in the six, Ma Vlast, My Country by Bedřich Smetana. You heard Blanik with a reference, a repeat of the theme from the opening tone poem, Vyšehrad. You also heard the Moldau, Charka, from Bohemia's Woods and Meadows, followed by Tabor and the concluding Blanik. Jiří Bělohlávek conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Ma Vlast was last heard at Heinz Hall in October of 1976, with Rafael Kubelik conducting. Jiří Bělohlávek was born in Prague in 1946. His love of music became apparent at an early age, encouraged by his father, who introduced his son to a variety of classical music. Jiří Bělohlávek won the Czech Young Conductors Competition in 1970. And he reached the final round of the prestigious Herbert von Karajan Conducting Competition in 1971. In 1995, Jiří Bělohlávek became the BBC Symphony Orchestra guest conductor, and he was appointed chief conductor in 2006. Jiří Bělohlávek was pleased to learn that the Czech Republic was created in Pittsburgh with the Pittsburgh Agreement in 1918. The events are remembered with an historical marker in the parking lot just a few steps away from the stage door at Heinz Hall. It was called the Pittsburgh Agreement, a memorandum of understanding completed on May 31, 1918, between members of the Czech and Slovak expatriate communities in the U.S. It created an independent Czechoslovakia. The primary author of the agreement, Tomáš Masaryk, was elected the first president of Czechoslovakia in November of 1918. Thank you for joining me for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, which began with American favorite Appalachian Spring. Aaron Copland's music was conducted by the former music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Andre Previn. Remember, there are only two orchestras in the world with their own internet audio service available 24 hours a day. You'll find Pittsburgh on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel at WQED.org. Listen. You can listen online or in iTunes with your computer or smartphone. The entire season can be found as streaming audio on demand. Till we meet again, write for your free program guide. Also in the envelope will be the Pittsburgh Symphony paper binoculars. They're great for watching guest conductors. And they're free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. Include your address. Let me know what station you're listening to. Our address again, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213. You can visit the website at psoradio.org or send email directly, pso@wqed.org. Brian Savar is the digital production engineer for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, Heinz Hall recording engineer Harold Chambers. Our program is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio comes to you from PRI, Public Radio International.
PRI, Public Radio International.